Hey, Mama, you're listening to the Motherhood Restored podcast, where we talk about how to overcome destructive anger and burnout as a mother with the Lord's help. We discuss how to get to the root of our anger and destructive patterns, as well as implement joy and helpful motherhood and marriage tips along the way. I'm Natalie Hickson. I used to hurt my kids and husband with my rage. With the Lord's help, I overcame the abusive and destructive behaviors and became a certified professional life coach, and now use my story, experience, and expertise to help other mamas restore their motherhood journeys so they can model healthy emotional processing to their kids, as well as find joy and actually love being the wife and mama the Lord created them to be. If that's you, you're in the right place listening to the right podcast. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama. Today is the first of many episodes that I plan on doing to help teach you gain more awareness, understanding around our emotions, why we get upset, why we get triggered. We're going to talk about toxic relationships, the emotions, processing them. We're going to talk about other things too that are helpful, like praying, how to pray in order to work through these things. Just all the goodness, all the stuff that I help my clients understand, I'm going to present here so that you can understand them and start to apply them to your life and just be helpful. And if you have questions about things that I'm teaching on, please don't hesitate to email me, nataliehickson.com. Or if you want me to talk about something specifically, also send me an email or DM me on Instagram at Angry Mama Coach, and I'll be sure to talk about these things on future episodes. All right, let's get into today's topic. That's destructive anger versus normal anger, why anger is a good thing, why it's okay to feel angry, and we don't have to feel bad about that feeling. So let's dive in. First, we're going to talk about destructive anger versus normal anger. What is that and why is there a difference? So normal anger is that feeling that you have, right? That it just, you start to feel irritated. You start to feel angry. It's that burning feeling within you, right? Where it makes you want to yell or stomp your foot. That's a normal feeling. It's feeling irritated, annoyed, frustrated, and it's painful. It really is painful to feel that emotion. We may raise our voice. We may use sharp, stern voices, raise it as we're talking to our kids. That's all normal. We may feel like we need to just exasperatedly go, you know, anything like that. Those are normal reactions to anger. And the way I like to talk about it too is we think about sadness. What happens when we are sad? A lot of times we cry, right? We have that physical reaction to it. When we're happy, we laugh, we smile, we have that physical reaction. When we're afraid, we have a reaction in our stomach, might get funny feeling, we may sweat, we might get sweaty palms, we might shake. So we have these physical reactions to the emotions, and for us to think that we shouldn't have a physical reaction to anger is really denying part of who we are. And when we think that we can't get angry, that also is denying part of who we are. It's part of who God created us to be. God experiences anger, right? And we'll talk about righteous anger in a few minutes, but it's just really helpful to understand that our feeling angry is okay. It doesn't make us a bad person, but we might have grown up feeling like we're not okay feeling anger. That anger in and of itself is a sin. And I'm here to stand up and be this anger advocate. No, anger is a good thing. Anger helps us to tune in. It's there like a speed bump. We're supposed to slow down, take a deep breath, inhale, think about what is it that's making me angry right now? Why am I upset? Why am I triggered? We want to take that moment to slow down. I talk about sit and pray, and we're going to dive into that into a future episode more in depth, but I do have a link in this episode that will take you to a blog post on my website that will help you understand sit and pray a little more. And that's my anger in the moment. What do we do when we're angry in the moment? And I tell you, sit, inhale, tune in, and pray, or separate, inhale, tune in, and pray. So we want to take that moment to just pause and go, okay, I'm upset right now. It's okay that I'm angry. It's not okay to hurt somebody in my anger. But if we've grown up with this feeling, because maybe our parents just asked us, what's wrong with you when you're upset? Or chill out, calm down, move on, get over it. You know, those type of phrases, we get this feeling like it's not all right to feel this anger. And the other piece is we don't like to feel it. It's not comfortable. Like I said earlier, it's painful to feel anger. So we want to get rid of it as soon as possible. And if we haven't learned how to process it in a healthy way, we explode or we just internalize it and don't do anything. And later it comes out sideways in some form or fashion. So to understand, it's okay to feel this. We want to let our body feel it. We want to let it come in like a wave rushing over us and just let that emotion go. Okay, I'm angry. It's okay that I'm angry right now. How can I, what's going on for me that I can work through this and figure out what's going on with everyone else? What are all the reasons why we're angry right now? Are we hangry? Are we tired? Are we overstimulated? Is there something big going on? Is there like a death in the family or a job loss? Things like that to take in. So, feeling anger is okay. It's what we do with our anger that we need to be careful of. Destructive anger is when we use our anger to hurt somebody or hurt a relationship. Destructive anger is abusive. Examples of destructive anger are screaming, slamming doors, throwing things, belittling, threatening, physical abuse, silent treatment. That type of behavior is what we don't want to use on other people, right? We don't want to hurt our relationship with others. And many times we go to that place again because we haven't learned how to, first of all, that anger's okay and how to experience it in a healthier way, how to stop and slow down and process it. Sometimes we don't feel like we have time. It's easier, right? A lot of times we get a reaction from our kids when we scream at them. It scares them and they are like, mommy means business and we better listen or she's going to get really scary, right? And so we have that feedback. And so it's just easier to scream at them and then just deal with the mom guilt later, right? But that's destructive. That hurts our relationship with our kids. It shows them this is how you deal with anger instead of dealing with it in a healthy way. It separates us from each other. It makes them fear us instead of respect us, right? We're not getting respect by screaming at our kids. The only reason they listen at that point is because they're afraid of us. And that's where we have that breakdown in our relationship. We don't want them to fear us. We want them to respect us, but we also want them to know they're loved by us. So we want to show them our anger in love. And in that case, again, it's okay if we have to raise our voice to get their attention, but let's not raise it and tell them they're terrible kids and scream at them like a lion. I absolutely remember times where I would check out in this rage where I would scream. Like, just felt like a lion. It just this roar would come out of me, and the things that came with it, the words, the belittling, the threats, scary and hurtful. And we're called to rise above that, right? It's okay to be angry. Psalm 4:4, be angry and do not sin. Meditate within your heart on your bed and be still. Psalm 4:4, that's the New King James Version. You'll hear me reference that one a lot because I really like to use that verse to help understand it's okay to be angry. And this is how we need to work through it. We need to take that to the Lord and go, okay, I'm angry right now. Lord, help me process this. Help me be productive in this because destructive anger is destructive. Normal anger, where we tune in and we work through that and try to understand what's going on for everyone, that's productive. We screaming, hurting people with our words or physical harm, that's destructive. Stopping, calming down when everybody's calm, going back and go, okay, we have a problem. How can we work through this? That's productive. After using destructive behavior, we're going to feel guilt and shame. And it's going to keep us in this spiral of continuing to use destructive anger. Whereas after we've used productive anger, we may still feel frustrated from the situation until we cool off even more, but we're going to feel good about ourselves for working through it in a better way, in a healthier way, than as if we were to hurt them in that way, right? So destructive behavior hurts relationships and is used to try to control people or circumstances. And again, when we're using destructive anger, we're trying to get somebody to do something. We're trying to manipulate them. We're trying to control them. We don't know how to feel this emotion ourselves, so we put it on somebody else. We may take their behavior personally, and we want them to know just how upset and hurt that made us. So we try to hurt them back with our anger. So that is all the lines of destructive behavior. Healthy anger helps you problem solve and work through challenges to build up the relationship. So when we you feel our anger, we're like, okay, I'm feeling angry. This means I need to do something productive right now, and it needs to motivate me to a healthier action. Normal anger is a good thing. All right. Again, I want you to know it's okay that you're feeling angry. You're not sinning in your anger unless you use destructive behavior. Anger is a healthy emotion that's there to warn you and move you to action. We need to feel anger. Many of us have not been taught or allowed to feel our negative emotions. So we end up bursting or clamming up instead of processing. And a note on negative emotions, we're going to talk more about negative emotions on a future episode, but just a little tidbit on it. Negative emotions are the fear, anger, disgust, and sadness. And those emotions can take us down, make us feel low, right? And joy, happiness, those things take us up, right? They help us feel better. But again, I'm not going down that road today. We're going to keep these episodes, these teaching episodes, short. So I just want you to understand what I'm talking about when I say negative and positive emotions. Because I don't want you to think that feeling anger, sadness, disgust, or fear is a bad thing. All these emotions are to help us tune in to experience our world, our life, our journey in a better, more rich way. Can you imagine a world without emotion? It'd be so colorless. So I thank God for these emotions, and I thank Him that He can help us work through them in a healthier way. And He shows us these things. Many of us have, yeah, been taught or not allowed to feel our negative emotions. Okay, let's move on. If you raise your voice at your kids, it's normal. Screaming in rage and losing yourself in the moment is not normal and not healthy. So raising your voice, kids, come on, we really gotta go. That's normal. Kids, why are you so slow? Why can't you just hurry up? Why are you're so frustrating? That's not healthy. And we can also communicate with our kids, just so much more helpful, right? It's important to tell our kids, and this is also modeling and teaching them the behavior. It's okay that I'm upset right now, right? So to tell your kids, I'm getting really frustrated right now. I'm not mad at you. I'm just frustrated with the situation, and I need you guys to listen right now. Can we please pull ourselves together and get out of the house? I use getting out of the house often as an example because it's a very common trigger point for moms, right? We're trying to get out of the house and on to our appointments and places we need to go on time. All moms get frustrated and angry. It's a normal emotion and one that we need to use to help stop, inhale, tune in, and pray about what's going on for us. Again, that's that sit and pray. I have a link in the description for you to go research that a little bit more, and I will talk more in depth about it in a future episode. Anger is a good thing. We need to experience it. It's there to help us slow down, process, problem solve, and work through the situation. And when we are able to do that in a healthy way, we're also modeling to our kids. It's normal and okay to get upset. It's not okay to hurt people with our anger, right? And that's the point. We really want to help our kids understand how to do these, feel these emotions in a healthier way. Okay, so let's take a quick look at righteous anger. Righteous anger is getting angry at the things that are not of God, right? It's an anger that is grieved by sin, death, and any form of evil. Righteous anger is a characteristic of Jesus Christ that we as Christians receive when we accept him as our Lord and Savior and choose to follow him. We are to be angry at the things that oppose Christ and his image. That's from justdisciple.com. So really understanding that righteous anger is what when we get upset about sin and what separates people from God, right? And so it's okay to feel righteous anger. It's okay to be frustrated about seeing things that are not of God and being angry about those. It's not okay to attack anybody because of that, right? We don't want to hurt other people and tell them they're bad people because they're sinning. We want to help point them to Christ by loving on them and sharing the love of God with them. And we can share our examples of why we think what they're doing isn't healthy for them. Sin is separating us from God. Sin is not God hating us because we sin. No, God loves us and he wants to be close to us. But when we choose sin, when we choose to hurt another person or go against God's moral laws, then we are separating ourselves from him. And that's why it's so sad. He wants us to be close to him. So that's really a quick touch on righteous anger. And I hope that kind of clarifies. It's okay that we get angry. God has anger. He has righteous anger. He's angry at sin. He's not angry at the sinner because Jesus loves us. Jesus died for us. And we are now part of God's kingdom. And because of Jesus, we get to live with God. And he's no longer looks at us and is angry. He looks at us and accepts us. It's a very, very beautiful thing. So, all right, we've talked about destructive anger. We've talked about normal anger. We've talked about righteous anger. And really, the key takeaway I really want you to walk away from this today is normal anger is a good thing. Feeling angry is not a sin. It's okay to feel angry. It's what we do with our anger that we need to be aware of, right? So, anger is a healthy emotion that is there to warn you and move you to action. And I hope that this episode has really helped you gain more awareness about anger. I hope it helps you feel better about the fact that you're feeling anger. And I hope it helps you build more awareness as to how to work through anger in a more healthy way. Again, I've got the Sit and Pray blog post linked in this episode. Also, go to my website and download the free trigger tracker. The trigger tracker is something that you use after you've been angry. And you go and walk through it, asks you a bunch of questions like, why did you get angry? What did you do when you were angry? How do you want to walk through this moment, this trigger in a healthier way next time? What's some biblical application? And it encourages you to pray about it. And again, you're going to hear this from me a lot. Building awareness around our situations, our triggers, and why we get upset helps us so when we're angry the next time, we can be a little bit more in the moment instead of checking out in the rage. It's all these little pieces that we add. It's like a piggy bank, right? We're adding these little coins into our piggy bank of understanding and knowledge and awareness, which helps us as we walk forward into our next triggers to it's staying in the moment to help us not check out in rage. So I hope that was helpful for you. Let me know if you have any questions. Please don't hesitate to again, reach out to me on Instagram at Angry Mama Coach and or my email at nataliehickson.com. Hey, thanks for listening. My prayer is this podcast episode gave you motivation, hope, and encouragement to start taking the steps forward in healing so you can enjoy being the wife and mama the Lord has made you to be. No mama should feel alone in her anger, and she needs to know there's hope and restoration for her motherhood journey. You can make a huge difference in the life of another mama who may be struggling with destructive anger and burnout by simply liking and sharing this podcast with others. Also, hit the subscribe button so you don't miss the next helpful episode. Thanks again for sharing and have a blessed day.